Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of 1st and 2nd Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther, Week 10. The central and crucial point of the recovery books of Ezra and Nehemiah, the proper and adequate leadership in the Lord's recovery. Wednesday, related verses, 1 Corinthians 13:10. Therefore I write these things while being absent, in order that when present, I would not have to use severity, according to the authority which the Lord has given me for building up and not for overthrowing. 1 Corinthians 4:17. Because of this I have sent Timothy to you, who is my beloved and faithful child in the Lord, who will remind you of my ways which are in Christ, even as I teach everywhere in every church. 2 Thessalonians 3:9, 12, and 14. Not because we do not have the right, but in order that we might give ourselves to you as a pattern that you might imitate us. 12. Now such ones we charge and exhort in the Lord Jesus Christ to work with quietness and eat their own bread. 14. And if anyone does not obey our word through this letter, mark this one so as not to mingle with him, in order that he may be ashamed. Acts 2:42. And they continued steadfastly in the teaching and the fellowship of the apostles, in the breaking of bread and the prayers. 2 Timothy 3:10. But you have closely followed my teaching, conduct, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, endurance. Related reading. The New Testament shows us God's delegated authority in the leading ones in the ministry. In a family, there is delegated authority, and in human government, there is also delegated authority. Without delegated authorities, the whole earth would be in anarchy and disorder, and would be unsuitable for living. The Bible strongly reveals God's delegated authority in the church life and in the ministry. God's delegated authority in the leading ones in the ministry was for building up and not for overthrowing. God's delegated authority was in the teaching of the leading ones. Paul exercised his authority in his teaching. He taught the same thing everywhere in every church, and the churches followed his speaking. This was the demonstration of Paul's delegated authority. Authority always follows the proper speaking. The leadership exercised by Paul and by John was not the leadership in organization. The first 12 apostles were appointed by the Lord Jesus, but they were not organized. The Lord Jesus' appointment was equal among the 12. In the New Testament, we cannot see an organization. All the major denominations have board members and a chairman. The Catholic Church has the Pope as the head of their hierarchical organization. But the leadership in the New Testament ministry is not the leadership in the worldly sense to control others. In the Lord's recovery, we do not have board members with a chairman or president. Furthermore, this leadership is not the leadership in the minister's acts, but in their teaching to restrict them from being divisive. Sometimes in the New Testament, Paul told some of his co-workers to go to certain places or to remain in other places. But basically speaking, the leadership is not exercised over the minister's acts. No one should exercise any control over the work for the Lord. If one has the burden to go to Alaska, he must be clear that this is of the Lord. No one controls his going or not going, but he needs to be clear that his decision is of the Lord through fellowship with the Lord and the body. There is no restriction exercised in the movements of the workers. But if someone rises up to teach something beyond the teaching of the apostles, the leadership may rise up to tell this one not to teach differently. The leadership that is shown in the New Testament is mainly in the teachings of the ministers, not in the acts of the co-workers. As the Lord's recovery is spreading throughout the entire world, who can direct the acts of so many co-workers and serving ones? We do not have a board or a mission to direct the acts of the co-workers. No one is in a position to direct the minister's acts. They must pray and seek the Lord's leading and fellowship with the dear saints who are so concerned for the Lord's move on this earth today. Through fellowship and prayer with the saints, they will be clear whether they should stay where they are or go to another place, should go by themselves or go with others. What is taught or preached by the workers, however, should be restricted. The leadership is very much needed in this area.